K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Good morning, guys. This is Jason. I was wondering if you could help me with something.
What's the matter?
Jason needs help.
Well, I went on this date with this girl named Mindy, and it was a great time, generally. She just hasn't really called me back. It's been about a week and a half, so it's kind of weird.
Have you reached out to her?
Yeah, I've sent a couple texts, and I left one voicemail at her home. So just kind of seeing what's up.
How'd you guys even get together?
Oh, we were, we're both vegetarians and we're both animal lovers. I saw her by the local animal shelter. It's where I volunteer at. So I just kind of asked her, you know, offhand, and she said yes. So
okay, great.
All right, vegetarian, yeah. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. All right. Well, hold on a second, Jason. I'm sorry. Did you say her name?
Mindy.
Yeah, Mindy. Mindy's her name.
Mindy? Okay, all right, hold on a second. We're gonna get Mindy's phone number off the air, and then we will give her a buzz, find out what's going on.
Well, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Jason, where'd you guys go to eat? Someplace good?
Yeah, it was, I'm from Inglewood originally, so it was just a place kind of outside of town. It's this little mom-and-pop place.
Love it.
But they do lots of nice home cooking and all that.
Oh, good.
Stuff,
so. Do they have, like, vegetarian shacks or anything out there?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Hold on a second. Be real quiet here. We're getting Mindy's last couple digits put in, and phone will be ringing. So hold on, okay?
Sure.
Hi, is this Mindy?
Yeah.
Hey, Mindy, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
What's going on, Mindy?
I can't believe you guys are calling.
Why?
I have a good guess why you're calling.
Uh-oh. You do?
Why?
Well, I went on this date with this guy, and we both, we were talking about how much you love K99.1, and yeah, so...
Jason, right?
Yeah.
Well, see, you know how second date works then. All right.
Okay, so why haven't you called him back?
You really don't want to know.
Well, of course we do.
Well, sure we do. And he wants to know, too.
He sounded nice.
That's why he's calling.
Okay, well, he's definitely a nice guy. Like, I thought we really had a lot in common. You know, we volunteer at the animal shelter. And I thought, oh, this guy, you know, loves animals. You know, he's vegetarian. We went to a really nice place. You know, we kind of had this, like, small booth in the back, and it was, like, really nice. But then it got weird.
What?
This is what we like.
You're laughing, so this ought to be good.
Yeah, I mean, you can't stop laughing at all. Let's hear the weirdness.
Okay, I may be laughing now, but it wasn't really a laughing matter when we went out. Like, it was all really nice. And then, you know, we're talking about how much we love animals, and I really love cats, and he said he had a pet ferret.
Aww.
I think it's really cute.
A ferret.
A ferret.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, his name is Mr. Slinky.
Mr. Slinky.
Mr. Slinky the ferret.
The ferret. Aww.
Yeah, no, he's really cute. Like, he's really, you know, really, really cute. And I've actually, you brought him to the shelter before. So I've met him.
So
and
he visits.
He's like a big hit, right?
Yeah.
You know? Mr. Slinky, the ferret, you know, he brings them everywhere and stuff like that.
Aw, so they're pretty close?
Yeah, they're like, apparently he takes Mr. Slinky everywhere.
What do you mean?
Well, we're like talking about Mr. Slinky, and he's telling me stories about Mr. Slinky. And then I kind of noticed that, I mean, this is weird. He's like breaking off like little bits of his roll at the table and putting them in his pocket. And I'm thinking like, what is he doing? And then, out of his little pocket, there's little Mr. Slinky's head.
he was coming to get some lunch, too.
Mr. Slinky was on your date?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
What did you do?
I just freaked out. I just freaked out. I was like, oh. And then Mr. Slinky was all like, freaked out, too, because he could just, you know, because he's like an animal, and animals vibe off of other people, and he could tell that I was, like, freaked out, and he sort of gets freaked out too.
Well, yeah, I had to like stuff him back in my inner pocket.
Well, I mean, God,
I know it's animal and everything.
You know, like, I mean, you said you wanted to meet him.
It was a rodent in a restaurant.
Yeah, that's like health code stuff, man.
No, that's. I mean, he's like my service animal.
Service animal.
Yeah, he helps keep me calm and happy. So, you know, that's okay.
Now, I have a pet therapy dog, and we do pet therapy. First of all, Slinky has no license or anything. And it's a health issue. It's a Board of Health issue.
What did the waiter say?
Yeah, did anybody for the restaurant see?
Yeah. Well, Jason, well, I mean, Mr. Slinky is very cute. I mean, I have to say, right? He kind of sweet talks all like the wait staff. Like they kind of turn a blind eye, you know?
Wow.
Well, yeah, I'm discreet with it. I'm not, you know, letting him run around on the table. I mean, I keep him in my pocket. Bring a tiny bit of food.
Around the table.
He kind of snuzzles and sleeps.
He ate off your plate?
Oh, gross.
No, he didn't.
Gross.
No, I mean, I like, picked the food up and, like, brought it to him. I didn't, like, let him,
no.
like, play.
Remember
I mean,
when he just,
like right before we left,
out?
Yeah, but, you know.
Wait, Mr.
Different.
Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, Brussels sprouts are his favorite food.
Oh,
gross.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, he's far better behaved than plenty of those, you know, toddlers coming in with their grandmas and grandpas and mom and pops, and he's better behaved than them.
Well, Fred, maybe we should send all three of them out on another day.
Yeah, if you all three are willing to go back out, we'll see if we can maybe find somewhere outdoors or a picnic or something to send you on.
Place that's ferret friendly.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on.
It's a matter of judgment, you know, and lack thereof in this particular case. You know, like I said, we love animals. I love animals.
It's not like There's I brought them inside a hospital, Mindy. I mean, come on.
No, Jason, you're cute. Your ferret's cute, but, you know, don't
put them
into food establishments. That's all.
Come on.
No.
Just one more chance. I promise. We will both behave. Completely.
You're both here. Like, we're going to go on another date, and you're going to bring Mr. Slinky.
Yeah, she's not having
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. What if I put Mr. Slinky, you know, down on his bed, and he takes a nap, and we can go away for, like, 2 or 3 hours? I'll do that.
You are unreasonably attached to this.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to go.
It sounds like a big old no.
It sounds not like a not there, Jason.
Well, hey, Mr. Slinky and I will go in a limo.
Oh, my God. No, this is for human-to-human dates.
No.
Mr. Slinky likes limos.
You're not getting it. I didn't go on a date with you. To go on a date with you and Mr. Slinky.
Well, it looks like it's not going to work out.
But,
so.
Well, yeah, thank you for your time, though, Mindy.
Sounds like Mr. Slinky's cute, though, Jason.
He's really cute.
He's all bad. Mindy, thanks for listening, though. We appreciate it. Hello?
Okay, she's out.
She's
Sorry,
gone.
Jason.
Never mind. She's ready to be done.
Yeah,